Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, if you don't know this guy's name, he's pretty much like the heartthrob of heartthrobs. That's out there.
It's been Steve Miggs. Yes.
Steve Miggs.
Hi.
If you don't know the name Steve Miggs.
Good to see you.
Kit Harington, who plays perhaps one of the most beloved characters on Game of Thrones, and they just started their final season this past Sunday. No spoilers. And Kit Harington, he talked about filming the scene. I guess I'm going to give you a mild spoiler. Okay, so if you haven't seen the episode.
No spoilers. I mean, mild spoilers.
Yeah, you're right.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I'm about to talk about something that actually is a pretty, it's a pretty epic moment.
It is. It was really cool.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen the first episode of the season, you might want to tune out right now because I'm about to tell you something that happened. So Kit Harington rides a dragon in the season premiere of Game of Thrones. And the contraption they used, he said, almost cost him part of his package.
There was a bit where Jon almost falls off the dragon, swings round really violently like this, and my right ball got trapped, and I didn't have time to say stop, and I was being swung round. In my head, I thought this is how it ends, on this buck, swinging me round by my testicles, literally. Sorry. Probably too much information.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm watching this piece. This is like a behind-the-scenes thing for Game of Thrones on HBO. It's pretty cool to see the CGI magic that they do with these dragon riding scenes.
Oh, yeah, dude. And the dragons are really good.
They should have like a ride where you get to go on that, and then they can CGI you riding a dragon. It sounds like a weird Urban Dictionary thing.
Well, you know something.
That'd be so much fun.
With all the Harry Potter and Star Wars stuff that's out there now with all the amusement parks, I don't know who HBO owns Game of Thrones, I guess, but it wouldn't be crazy that a Universal would probably maybe make a Game of Thrones ride to do exactly what you said, Steve. That'd be a great ride.
Just something. Even if it's like a 30-second video clip, I would pay to have a clip of me riding a dragon in one of these scenes. I'm not even a Game of Thrones guy.
It was a pretty powerful moment because of the fact that really, there's one family in this lore of Game of Thrones, the Targaryen family. They're the only ones that are supposed to be able to approach dragons, do anything. But there's only one person in the entire series that's ever ridden a dragon, and that would be the mother of dragons. So the idea that he could do this, that a dragon would let him do this, pretty much sealed the deal when he was given big news about his relationship with a woman that he's been banging. It's not good news.
Well, this was also revealed. This news was revealed last season, too. It's just the first time he's hearing about it.
And this is why he knows. He's got to know it's true because the dragons don't let you hang out with them unless you happen to be this family who are, they're just good with dragons. And everybody else in the show, not good with dragons. So.
Well, maybe this one dragon also had someone cheat on him, and he understands the plight of this guy. So he's like, you know, I jump on the back.
Yeah.
Let's go for a ride. Let's get your mind off of this whole
pouring
ways of your woman.
The grabbing by the ball thing, though, dude. You have to be like, come on, dragon. Come on, Drogon. Don't be Drogon my ball.
Wait, so the dragons, do they talk?
No, they don't talk.
What do they do?
They kill.
Breathe fire. They eat things.
Yeah, they're like wild animals that are ridiculously powerful.
They snort.
Yeah.
They're not buddies with any of the humans?
No. The show is realistic in the way it portrays stuff, except there's just dragons.
Okay. I didn't know there was a realistic way to handle how you work with dragons, but that's cool.
Yeah, well, you can watch a show that's set like in fantasy, and it depends on how far in fantasy they'll go. This show looks like it would be a medieval time show, like a King Arthur, you know, like you're watching a historic show, except
there's dragons
and a little bit of like magical stuff that happens, but not like over the top where you go, oh, hey, everyone's got magic wands and people are casting spells every 5 seconds.
I don't know anything about this Kit Harington guy, but just on that clip alone, he sounds like a fun dude to talk to. And then I was reading an article, he was interviewed in Esquire, and they were asking him about like the critics and the response to the first episode and all that kind of stuff. And I just love the way he says, critics spend half an hour writing about the season and makes their negative judgment on it. And in my head, I think they can go F themselves.
Yes, that's it.
He says, people feel let down by it. I don't give an F because everyone tried their hardest.
See, I love because he plays such a like simple, just angry and just trying to get stuff done. But you watch interviews with him and he's a lot of fun. Like he did a thing with Jimmy Kimmel, I think a year or two ago, where he auditioned for all the other roles in Game of Thrones, including the girls.
And
he
was the dragon.
I don't think he did the dragon, but he did Daenerys. But she showed fake boobies, which was funny as hell.
Oh, that's awesome.
But he has no problem making fun of himself.
She's doing, what's
Arya.
Peter Dinklage?
No, that's Arya. Because she's a little girl.
Oh, okay, because he's got shoes on his knees.
Oh, yeah.
He's holding a sword. That was pretty funny.
So he's auditioning as his half-sister. Yeah. Well, we find out he's not really well. Again, spoiler alert, but you knew this last season. Well, 2 years ago, you knew that he's not related to any of them.
Bro!
Spoiler alert. He kind of is, I guess. Their aunt is his mom, so I guess he's still a cousin. He's just not a brother, he's a cousin. And he's also not a bastard, which is what he's been that way in the whole show. He's been, the idea of the show, Steve, is this guy has been the worst of the worst. Like if you, in this universe, if you're a bastard child, you have no life. You're the lowest of the low. Everybody hates you. And actually now it turns out, he's the next in line to be king. That's actually who he is. So he's gone totally rags to riches as far as his character's gone.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's got that going on for him.
Kind of like Russell Wilson, you know. Yesterday, broke
nothing.
Last night, rich as F.
Rich as F.
That's right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you in the morning.
God, that is still the creepiest thing ever.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Yeah. So, Steve, are you going to do it? There's 5 episodes left or 6?
I think there's 5. I think there's 6 total.
All right. Will you watch the 6th episode, the last one, like you did with Breaking Bad?
Is that the last episode forever?
Forever.
How many seasons are we talking about?
8.
Yeah.
Because I got to think about it, because if I fall in love with the last episode, then I'm going to go back and binge it like I did with Breaking Bad, and that became my favorite television show of all time.
Yeah.
And I started watching it at the very last episode and then went backwards.
That's why you have to do it with Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I'll do it. Yeah.
I'll watch the last episode. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have to watch the last episode.
The problem with the show, though, is that a lot of stuff doesn't really happen in the last episodes of the season, so you gotta watch the penultimate one, which is the one right before it.
Brev, don't use words I can't understand.
Okay, so you have to watch episode 5
and then 6,
and then you have to judge.
There are no rules to this other than I watched the very last episode. It works for Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll work for this one.
Yeah, it's a tough one, Rev. You're right. Because that's what, a lot of shows will do that to us. So the shows that we love, like The Walking Dead, does the same thing. It's the second to last episode of a season of The Walking Dead that's got all the action. And then there's the aftermath episode.
Someone just said, how pissed are you going to be if it ends like The Sopranos, LOL?
Huh. That would be awesome. That would be so awesome if it ended like The Sopranos.
Oh, no, there's a stop with the Game of Thrones talk already. It's played out. No one gives a F.
No, you're wrong.
It was the highest rated episode.
Yeah, in their history.
They crushed some records, I guess.
I love it when people are like, nobody cares. I'm like, clearly a lot of people care.
Why can't people, when they do that, it's a stupid thing to nitpick, but I always hate when people are like, nobody cares about this. No, you don't care about it.
That's,
so just say, I don't care. When you say nobody cares, I didn't realize you speak for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you understand the logic of that. Because if something is that mass appeal that everybody's talking about it to the point of irritating you, like Steve said, people have to care. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing anything, and therefore you would know nobody cares. There are plenty of shows that you're not hearing about, and you're right. Nobody cares about those shows, even if they're good.
Right.
There's a show that I love, and we're not hearing anything nearly enough about it, and I think it's as good as Game of Thrones, and that's a show called American Gods, which is brilliant.
It's a great show.
So, the last Sunday's episode... holy, I mean, it was a powerful episode, and that Neil Gaiman can write like a mofo. I mean, I know it's adapted from his works, but I'm a Neil Gaiman fan anyway, but now that's a show you could say nobody gives an F, because I hate to say it, it's on Stars. I have no idea what the ratings are, but I'm sure they're probably not the greatest, and I'm sad because I love that show so much. But that's a show nobody knows.
And look, I don't care about Game of Thrones, but I'm not going to be like nobody cares. And I'm looking at the story. It says, set a massive ratings record for the final season premiere on Sunday. HBO's series delivered an unbelievable 17.4 million viewers across multiple airings, including some streaming platforms, making the season 8 premiere the biggest telecast in HBO's history and the most watched scripted entertainment program of the year, which is saying a lot because HBO is not in everybody's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a couple people care.
Yeah, definitely. A couple people care.
Just a few.
Yeah. I think another show, Star Trek Discovery, is probably something that people, you would say, don't care about, or people have a lot of hate for. And it's another great show that I love. So there are shows that, you're right, nobody cares about.
Oh, Dakota chimed in. He says Dakota cares.
Oh, Dakota cares. All right, perfect. Yeah. And I just want to say this, because I brought up Star Trek Discovery. I was talking with my wife. If you are a woman who believes that women do not get fair representation on a television show, you should invest in the CBS app. I am telling you, 80% of the characters that matter are women. Like, of all the pivotal important characters in a show, and by the way, this isn't some drama show where there's just, you know, like scandalous behavior, which, you know, some people get upset that is this the only time we ever see women when they're involved in drama and nothing real is going on, nothing important's going on. Well, I will tell you, it is unbelievable the amount of women that have pivotal roles in that show. 80%. There's like a couple of dudes on the show, and the rest are all women, and they're all in important roles. And it irritates me that I don't see women get behind this show. And I don't know what that is, because, you know, Steve, as a dude, if I see like, oh,
I get behind women that get behind the show.
See, you would get behind those women.
Yes.
But I feel like,
what show,
you know,
are we talking about again?
Yeah, there you go.
It has its own app. Like, it's not just like a Hulu and a Netflix.
It's worth paying for.
I know. I agree. I watched a couple episodes. I dig it. But
hey, some people aren't getting Russell Wilson money. Can't afford all these streaming services, BJ.
And not everybody has a BJ. They get to the password.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I would say, if you put your money where your mouth is in life, and because I know some women, I'm not going to, but they complain on the internet all the time about there are not enough great roles and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, you hear it, Vicky, you see it, and it's like, there is a show right there doing exactly what you want, that people are paying big money to produce. Put your money where your mouth is and get the app, and otherwise shut up and get off the internet, because this show, like I said, it's all women on the show. I mean, I want to call the show Star Trek Chickscovery, because it really is. I don't think there's a man on the show that really has got that much of a role.
I love your passion for things. Things is so funny. Shut up and get off the internet.
Exactly.
You're not willing to pay for a streaming service as a show about a bunch of women.
Yeah.
They could just watch on NBC, Good Girls. That's a show that's focusing on a bunch of women doing some badass things.
Yeah, I know you like that show.
Season 2 is not as great as season 1, but it's still good.
And I'm a Christina Hendricks fan.
Season 1 is awesome.
I watch
season 1.
I checked out like you told me to.
Yeah, did you like it? You know what? What do I got to say about that?
You got something to say about
that? Get off the internet and shut up.
Get off the internet, shut up. I didn't hate the show. It's just, you know, I just didn't put it in my queue. So,
yeah. Fine.
All right, well,
nobody cares anyway.
Yeah, nobody cares about Good Girls. A neighbor just did something ridiculous to piss off her neighbors. And she did this for 2 years straight. What did she do? I'm going to tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a British woman.
Hello.
She's accused of playing a novelty song loudly at all hours to annoy her neighbors. Oh, see, that would, you would do that to me.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you do it on the show.
Yeah. I know the song I would go with.
Oh, I know exactly the song you go with.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Imagine that in my neighborhood, like Steve's my new neighbor.
But I see, I'm showing you respect. It's the 8-bit version, so it's a nod to video games.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Jesus. You just put more effort into being a D to him.
Yeah.
But what, man? You like video games.
Yeah. See, I know you love this. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, so there was a legal complaint filed about this. Apparently, this woman pushed stereo speakers up against a shared wall, put in earplugs, and blasted the laughing policeman by a Charles Jolly on and off for the last 2 years. She was mad about the neighbor's van being parked outside and impacting her sunlight.
How high is this damn van?
Yeah. Wow.
That all seems right. A little...
Yeah.
She sounds like my dad.
How old is she?
People who parked in front of his house.
Yeah.
I'll show them.
Damn, dude.
She's 82 years old.
Okay, that tells you everything. Yeah. So you got a van, you got to do street parking. I mean, unfortunately, that's where people have to park if they don't have a garage or driveway. You know, a lot of apartment buildings or whatever, that's how it is. And so she's 82.
She would do it at like 2 in the morning sometimes.
Whoa.
It's like, just move. If you hate your neighbors that much.
Yeah.
And you hate them because the van is parked in front of the house?
Damn, dude. So she would... So this song is from 1922. So let's give a little listen, which more irritating...
You were a teenager when this song came out.
I was a teenager when it came out. I remember we rocked and... We sock hopped to this. Oh, that was the 50s.
Sock hop.
Yeah, that was the 50s. I wasn't a teenager then. This song is called... The Laughing Policeman by Charles Jolly, and she blasted this at her neighbors through the wall because she was pissed about the parking.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's it. That's the
part. Oh, my God.
Stop this.
Yeah.
She blasted this at high volume, speakers against the shared wall of their apartment.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, y'all crazy bitch. Yeah, she is.
You know, I've always said that 90s alt rock and 70s just plain old rock are two of the best eras for music. And now, you know, the 20s actually were the best
era. The 20s, yeah. They were the roaring 20s, Steve.
That was what...
Wow.
Wow. How has music evolved since the 20s?
Yeah.
Like, that was something?
That was a something. I don't
People
know how much.
Listen
of a,
to that?
I don't know how much of a hit that was, but that was a something. Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's better than the last Radiohead record, but I mean, that's not second. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry, Radiohead fans.
That happened.
All to you.
Wow, dude. Yeah, if I'm in my 80s and that's what I'm doing, I mean, I got to be thinking about why am I spending my last days on the planet being bitter and miserable?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I find myself sometimes I'll get so worked up over the dumbest things like a neighbor would do. And I just kind of remind myself, man, they don't realize they're being a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
Most people aren't trying to be a pain in your ass. They're just oblivious to whatever they're, or oblivious.
That's easy for you to say.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I'll get annoyed like, oh, there's damn car parked in the alleyway again, right by, and they realize it's a minor inconvenience. Do I need to get so worked up over that?
Yeah. Well, you're better at that than I am. I really had to pay a ridiculous amount of money in therapy to come to that conclusion. Because I'm the one that's making myself miserable is the thing. Even though I think they're doing it.
They're not, though.
Yeah, I'm the one choosing to have this reaction. And that's tough for human beings to get because you could argue that, no, I'm telling you, that person's such a D-bag and blah, 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 you know. And how worked up did I used to get because the dog would take a dump on my lawn when really, if I just went up, picked it up, threw it away, that would be it. It'd be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I was just livid. I would just get so angry about it all the time.
Would you say that's the thing that about your neighbors that pisses you off the most?
Well, they're
dog
not
droppings.
Yeah, any neighbor that does it. Luckily, yeah. I've got neighbors now that they don't have dogs.
What about not, currently, right now? Is there anything that your neighbors do that piss you off?
No, you know why? So far, I'm flanked by two neighbors that are really cool. One neighbor actually just reminds me of me and my wife. It's so bizarre. Their kids are about the same age as our kids were when we moved into the neighborhood.
Does his wife live in California too?
No, it's not that stage. When we were living together stage.
This is foreshadowing.
But I mean, they're about the same age as I was when I got here to Seattle. Their kids are about the same age as Joey and Sarah were. And it's funny because when we got here, the folks in the house that they're living in now were babysitting my kids. And I just thought, oh, it's so weird. Now I'm old enough that my kid could be babysitting their kids. That's how it's like, you know, it's been 20 years, Steve.
Hmm.
And they're nice people. And they like the show. That's the other thing. So yeah. So that's, you know, at that point, you know, it's like, all right, you got good taste in radio. I appreciate that.
It's funny. I was watching. I know it's a reality show, so I'm sure you take everything with a little bit of a grain of salt, but The Miz, the WWE wrestler, has a reality show called The Miz and Mrs. It's him and Maurice.
Have, oh, I get it. The Miz and Mrs. That's a clever name.
It's on the USA Network, and it's super funny. But, you know, it's probably super funny for me because I'm a wrestling fan. But the most recent episode was about how, I guess, their neighborhood has an app where all the neighbors kind of communicate on this app.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all just bitching about all these celebrity wrestlers are now living in our neighborhood, and they're jerks. And he's like, they think we're jerks because of our characters, but we're nice people. But then they go around and they're giving the neighbors gifts and they're giving them autographed action figures of themselves.
That's
and
I'm like, funny.
Are they doing this just to be trolls? Or, I mean, it's obviously just for the show, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So that's what you should do. Just like go around giving autographed t-shirts.
I think that's a great idea. Yes. Who doesn't want a t-shirt? You know?
Rev, I know you hated your old neighbors, but did any of your new neighbors drive you nuts?
No, actually, they've all been pretty cool, and it's a relieving because since I bought the house and I'm planning on being there for a while, when I was renting, I didn't care, but I did have that neighbor, which I called Tacoma Batman, because she was a vigilante, and she was the one who would be breaking out the windows of any cars parked out or the weird house, the double wide that was just parked on a lot. She broke out all the windows, and she was really, really, really... really insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Danny?
Nah, our like lower neighbors are actually pretty, they're fine. But they like
fine's not exactly
they're
a great
fine
word.
Fine.
Yeah. The only reason that because I like them because they're pretty good people. They take us to the airport if we need to go to the airport.
Well, that's
we
don't nice. Second. How can you have any complaints about
immediately
them?
Immediately elevates them to great.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's the best neighbors ever.
Okay.
Yeah, jeez.
What kind of standards do you have for a neighbor? None of my neighbors would take me to the airport.
Yeah, fine for taking you to the airport. That is stalwart.
Okay. They don't buy us beer every night.
Yeah. Paper thin walls, and they have a lot of sex.
But that's...
Okay, it's not so their fault. That's what I'm saying. They're fine.
They
it's
love
just,
each
but
other.
Like,
and they love you enough to take you to the airport. And here you are bitching about
they're
them.
Having a lot of great sex and are willing to drive you to the airport. Steve's right.
Do you not have loud sex, too?
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. Like,
they probably
we have
the
audio
thing.
Of Danny.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, imagine having to listen to that through the paper thin walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. It does suck.
It's more audio, Danny.
Wow. See y'all in the morning.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I wish apartments would figure that out.
Walls?
Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, we used to...
I think the newer ones are a little bit better than that.
I
think
so.
Some older apartments just... I don't think they put that much time and effort into it.
You know what sucks is people want the look of hardwood floors. And, of course, if they put the fake stuff down, it's really thin. Mm. And then the people downstairs just get to hear more noise than when you used to have carpet. Because
yeah.
We used to have carpet in the apartment that my wife is in. And that's so much nicer. The footfalls are cushioned better so that the folks below you don't hear people trample. You know, it's not so much for us, we're, you know, or us. But, like, if there are kids, it sucks for people when they have to live below kids.
Although I do know that, like, some of the fake hardwood floors are more resistant to a lot of scratches if you have pets or kids or anything like that. A carpet, you stain it, a dog pukes on it or cat, whatever, it's harder to clean. So in the long run, I think it's cheaper to do the hardwood floor, the fake hardwood floors, but you're right, the carpet does cushion the noise.
And I think now a lot of places, Vicky, they buy the cheap carpet and replace it. They don't even care anymore. They just, I know my wife's apartment, when she's had to move out a couple times, they just rip up the carpet and put in new, it's like they just...
After a while, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
At least I know in Washington, you're legally obligated to do that.
So make it...
Fascinating.
Well, thicker walls. I mean, you know, Steve, life would be so much better for the people, though, if we could have thicker walls and carpet.
No, tell us more about carpet replacements, guys.
You know what they need to do instead of have thicker walls? Just invite you to join, Danny.
Oh, yeah, no.
I just
no.
thought they were like, do you hate your neighbors? And Danny's like, well, they take us to the airport, but they love each other too much.
I know, but they do it at the wrong time. Like, I have as much sex as you want.
What, taking
it
to the airport at the wrong time?
No, I'm saying they have sex like at 1 in the morning, and I'm like, guys, well, I'm trying to go to
bed. Isn't
that
when you're supposed to?
Some people get action at night.
Yeah, so he's not a Russell Wilson fan.
Put some earplugs in, man. They take you to the airport. You're saving money.
That's probably true.
What about you, Vicky? Do you hate any of your neighbors?
Well, the only time one of my neighbors is a little weird is when he gets drunk. And he gets drunk a lot. Like, they have a lot of parties. They smoke meat at their house, but they never invite us.
Vicky loves the meat
they
smokers.
They never invite us to smoke meat. Like, apparently, like, the wife is a huge fan of the show, but the husband comes over drunk, and he looks at me, and he's like, come here.
You want some of my smoked meat?
And he's like, come here, and he, like motions me to follow him to his house. I'm like, this is creepy. I made eye contact with my dad and brother. I'm like, you know where I'm going, just in case things go weird. And it just turns out that his wife was a huge fan of the show, and she's like, I don't know who you are, but my wife wants to meet you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she had just gotten out of the shower. Her hair is in a towel. She's like, oh, what the heck?
He's drunk.
I didn't know he was doing this. And I felt so bad for her, but she was very sweet.
Yeah.
But he was a little drunk.
He was a little drunk. That's weird.
Other than that, like, my neighbors are cool. Like, my front door neighbor, he would come over and ask us to fix his TV for him. Because he was a...
Why does that make him cool if he asks you to fix
it? Because he's so sweet. He's 90-something years old.
Oh.
He'd come over because he just would push the wrong button. It'd literally take me 2 seconds. I click on the right button, put baseball on for him. You good, Virgil? All right. See you later.
This is so weird.
What the hell?
It's so weird. It's Vicky likes a neighbor because he asks her to do stuff. Danny hates his neighbor because they will do stuff
for him. Yeah.
Am I the only... You and I the only normal ones in the show?
It makes me feel good that I can do something simple that will make his day. It makes me feel good.
Why don't you go get a job being a caregiver or something? Seriously.
I am. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
She does change her diapers.
Yeah, I do. We're out of butt paste, by the way. Someone needs to buy some.
Wow.
It's
for rashes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Butt paste. It's the new word of the day. All right, yesterday, Steve, my friend over here.
Thank you.
Also known as butt paste.
That was my college nickname.
He did get this one wrong.
Who are the two children of the Addams Family?
There's Wednesday and Chuck?
No.
Good old Chuck.
Wednesday and Monday?
No.
Nice.
There's Wednesday and Joey D's.
Joey D's, a.k.a. Pugsley. That's exactly. How'd you know that was the nickname we had for Joey D's?
Oh.
Yeah, Pugsley. All right, you want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.